Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's very, Jay Costa is calm, cool, and collected and mature. Just is. One of my favorite people. Kim Ward, one of my favorite people. Both of them are friends. Kim and I go way back. She has done amazing things with me in Get Marty. She never says no. She has incredible, incredible passion. So I'm setting this up. Listen to this clip from Razman. Listen.
Democratic Senator Jay Costa told KDKA's Rob Pratt there's a lot to like in the new budget.
It's a win-win because, first and foremost, it doesn't raise taxes. Number two, it doesn't tap into rainy day fund. It makes investments in our kids. It makes investments in education. It makes investments in economic development.
Republican Senate President Kim Ward is pleased performance-based funding is being applied at Pitt, Penn State, and Temple.
The state schools that are doing really a good job are supportive of this. It's like an extra pot of funding that goes toward your results. So it's good.
On the downside, Ward says PRT is not receiving new state funding, and legislation addressing skill games was also left out of the budget deal. Paul Rasmussen, News Radio, KDKA.
No, I need the clip with Kim talking about blaming the Democrats. My man, please look for that. There's a clip where she blames Democrats, Republicans. She blames Democrats for, let me read it specifically. Yeah, that was the wrong clip. I apologize. She blames the governor and Democrats for taking transit off the table. I need that clip. They played it several times this morning in newscast. That was not it. In fact, I think Paul just played it. Let me know when you have it. Jay Costa is very mild-mannered, very low-key. Said that's totally untrue. Republicans were the ones who would not compromise on transit funding and skill game revenue distribution. It was the governor. Huh? You got it? Play it, brother, please.
The Democrat side of the aisle just kept screaming about mass transit for well over a year. And then all of a sudden, boom, the governor takes it off the table. And we don't hear a peep from the other side of the aisle.
I'm telling you, Jay Costa is one of the most chill guys I've ever met. You know what he says? Total BS. What she said is a cheap, untrue political stunt. We're going to hear live from Jay here in a few minutes. He's in a meeting as soon as he checks out. We're going to get into that. It's fascinating to me what happens in politics. I would never do it. I can't stand it. I can't stand the rhetoric. I don't see the progress they make, especially in Washington. It's unbelievable. The crap. This war in Iran, my God, the rhetoric, the double talk, the lies, the innuendo, the politics. Man, I hate it. I want to go back to the drug thing real quick because I think it's important. This drug war is not just on the north side. It's just not homeless folks downtown. It's all of us. It's all of our lives. I was sitting on my couch. It's a true story. It was a Sunday. I see a young woman. We live in a gorgeous neighborhood. Fine. Very successful people. Fine. You understand why I'm telling this in a second. I see this young girl on rollerblades flying down the street, and then she falls directly in front of our house. Okay? I'm on the couch. It's about 8 a.m. Sunday morning. And I throw down the paper and I run out the front door. This happened. Because she was flat on her face screaming. And I thought, wow, hurt bad from the rollerblade accident. I get out to the street and I start, are you okay? Are you okay? And she's hysterical, this young girl. And she looks up and she leans to her right and she points to a window in our house. This actually happened. And says, when I was little, that was my brother's room, pointing to the room where my son Vince now sleeps. And she says, in hysterics, my brother's dead. He overdosed this morning. Why am I telling you this? Because in a perfect world, in the bubble that so many describe Mount Lebanon as, this beautiful young woman and her amazing young brother had grown up in a house we now live in. And her brother was dead from a heroin overdose. And it's this friggin' horrible drug that has killed so many that we love. I've had at least 20 people that I became very close with that are dead from drugs. At least. It's dark. It's despicable. It's vile. I'm texting with my friend William. We found him on the streets and presented his video, and that's how his father found him. He's addicted to fentanyl, amongst other things. We've had his son arrested at least a half a dozen times. We've had his son placed in rehab at least as much. And every time he's arrested, every time he's placed in rehab, we have hope. And here his dad sends me this text. They couldn't keep him in jail. He's back out on the street. He looks terrible, Marty. I'm thinking he has a warrant out for him. His legs are swollen. His lips are blue. And there's nothing I can do. I don't know anymore how we help him, how we help that young lady whose brother died in front of our house, how we hope to get help to the folks on the north side who are lingering around that methadone clinic. I really don't know anymore. It's that bad, and it's that dark, and it's that hopeless for so many people.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Play this clip with Kim Ward, and then I want to grab Jay Costa. This
the
is actually intriguing.
Side of the aisle just kept screaming about mass transit for well over a year, and then all of a sudden, boom, the governor takes it off the table, and we don't hear a peep from the other side of the aisle.
One more time, play it.
The Democrat side of the aisle just kept screaming about mass transit for well over a year, and then all of a sudden, boom, the governor takes it off the table, and we don't hear a peep from the other side of the aisle.
Jay Costa, my friend, that's not true, is it, sir?
It is unequivocally false, Marty. The governor did not take mass transit off the table. Quite frankly, it was Republicans who refused to work and compromise on a solution for mass transit that would have started in July 1st of 2027. It was the governor who worked with us last year that put the resources on the table through PennDOT to be able to maintain transit as we know it for the last year and for the next 6 or 8 months as we go forward. It's just disappointing to hear that this is being portrayed in a way where my good friend Senator Ward has either misunderstood what was going on or misstates what's going on, but clearly this was not the governor's doing, nor Democrats. And I heard the clip earlier, and that's why I reached out to you.
Yeah, you hate this, don't you?
I don't like it when people misconstrue what actually took place. As one of the handful of people in the room, I can unequivocally tell you that there was no conversation with the governor about taking it off the table. In fact, as I mentioned, he was very supportive and stood with us as we tried to work with skill games and transit. He stood shoulder to shoulder with us saying, we're going to do this, and we weren't going to let Republicans rewrite transit funding across Pennsylvania, which they wanted to be able to do.
So why does she want to do, what's her positioning about, sir? What's she trying to accomplish?
Well, I think there's a part of this. It's just to make the governor look bad and use a cheap political stunt to make the people think that the governor has something to do with us not getting transit done. Governor had nothing to do with us not getting transit done. In fact, as I mentioned, he was a strong advocate, stood with the Democrats, insisting that we use skill gains revenue for that purpose, as was recommended by Republicans about a year and a half ago, which we've consistently supported. They simply couldn't get there with respect to the distribution of skill gain revenue and wanted to use some major policy issues or giving us the ability to, one, have to negotiate twice and then turn around and use, redeploy and recalculate how we deal with transit funding across Pennsylvania. We couldn't do that. We couldn't agree to that. And that's why it ended up where it did.
Hey Jay, this is one of the things, and you're a veteran. You've had great success in politics, but this is the grimy side that you really don't like, do you, sir?
I don't like this because it's, folks know we've been advocating for transit funding for quite a while. The House Democrats in the House of Representatives four or five times passed a transit funding plan that we simply couldn't get Republicans to support. And then we came back and they wanted to use all the resources from Transit Trust Fund, which goes to Capitol, and deploy them, use them in other ways on 3- and 4-digit roads across Pennsylvania. I mean, these are some of the things that happened. But to accuse the governor of not and taking something off the table is unequivocally false.
What happens, though, with transit, sir? What's the end game here?
So we're good till July 1st of 2027.
Right.
We're going to continue to work towards it. We believe that the skill games is one of the places that we could look for a revenue stream. Republicans are demanding new revenue stream for transit funding. So in order to comply with that, we've looked to the skill games and been advocating for that. I believe the solution is utilizing the governor's proposal and House Democrat passed proposal that would have provided a small increase in the amount of the sales tax that we use. Not an increase in sales tax, just an increase in the amount that we use that's dedicated to transit. That, to us, is the solution going forward. But we can't get them there, so we have to look at the alternative, which is looking at a new dedicated revenue stream, which we've identified but can't come to consensus on exactly how it will be deployed.
Hey Jay, what was the why did everybody hit the wall with Games of Chance? I thought that was happening.
Well, I think as it relates to the skill game,
yep,
part of it was the distribution, but there's also still questions that remain about, how much regulation would they have to deal with? Who all would be permitted to have these places, these games of skill? Would it just be, for example, liquor licensees, for example? Or would it be much broader distribution of these licenses? How many would be deployed? 3, 4, 5 each location? And also some of the things like the enforcement side of stuff as well is going to be important. We just couldn't reach consensus on that. And then also on the distribution piece of it. We're planning on putting a significant chunk into this year's budget to help close our fiscal structure we have there, gap we have there, and also the rest of it being deployed for transportation and transit going forward. We just couldn't close the loop on some of the aspects of how we regulate, how we tax it, how much we subject folks to along those lines. So it's frustrating that we're there, but we still have many months to go between now and the time we get there. But however, with regard to the skill games, Marty, I think someday mid-October is when those things become clearly illegal. And I know that that's going to be an issue for those licensees and other folks that have them in their location.
Oh, yeah.
They would then be violating the law.
Oh, yeah.
And then also dealing with liquor establishments, that would also be a violation and something they have to deal with on the liquor license.
Wow. So all this stuff becomes illegal in October, sir?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, Supreme Court decision recently that said that. They gave us, I think it was 120 days to pass legislation either to regulate them, or if we can't regulate them and tax them, then the court said they're unconstitutional. They're slot machines, and we're not permitted to have slot machines in Pennsylvania outside of the casinos.
Will there be enforcement?
That's really a local question.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be a local question for local police,
yep,
local DAs or state police across the state. We have met with the Attorney General, myself and my colleague, Senator Hughes from Philadelphia. We met with the AG. We're planning on meeting with the state police commissioner and also the LCB folks to figure out what their plans are going to be post-October. But hopefully we may not get to that. And I'm hopeful that we can reach a consensus on what we do with skill games and, more importantly, how we drive out those resources and distribute those resources.
Jay Costa never says no, always answers the call. Appreciate you, sir.
Thanks, Martin. Thanks for taking the call.
What's fascinating is I'm good friends with both of them. I've admired him for decades, and same with Kim. But this is politics, and it's bizarre how you can sit 6 Democrats and 6 Republicans in the same room and read them the same piece of legislation, and how the Democrats have a completely different opinion than the Republicans, and that's politics. And what happens is it leaves the general public disengaged, annoyed, confused, flabbergasted, disgusted, and kind of wondering what the hell really did happen. Jay Costa, good man.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Got to talk about the jail. Most of us don't care because it's a jail. You like the hell with them. Most of us don't care about the guards, the COs as they call them. You like to hell with them. Okay. But there was a murder in the jail in May. And what happened was heinous. Up to eight inmates were in a cell and literally beat a guy to death for 6.5 minutes. No one says they heard it. There was a CO, corrections officer, who was a female, that would have been in direct line of sight of that incident that went on for almost 7 minutes. I have been approached by several corrections officers who say that the old warden let it slide, he's leaving, and the new warden will be about the same or worse, and that criminal charges should be filed against several people related to the death of this man in the jail. Let me go through this. What that has done is now has corrections officers questioning why the hell they're doing this job. I want to throw some numbers at you. Using that incident as an example, there's supposed to be two officers on a pod, corrections officers, two. Okay? In many cases now, if you have over 60 inmates, you have to have two officers. In that case, you had 90 inmates, one officer. You might say, I don't care, unless you're in the jail, unless your loved one's in the jail, right? So check this out. There are corrections officers right now that work 16-hour days. Huh? How about this? 16-hour days, and let's say the commute's an hour each way. Okay? If you take an hour to eat, you're going to sleep 4 hours a day. Maybe. And head back to this hellhole. You have a significant number of corrections officers working 16-hour days. That, my friends, is dangerous as hell. Why? Because they're short. They're short right now 100 to 150 officers. They make insane overtime. There are corrections officers making several $100,000 a year. Why? 16-hour days. How focused would you be working 16 hours a day? Okay? From the perspective of the corrections officers who provided me with exclusive inside information, weekends are powder kegs, their words, not mine. On weekends, they're so short-staffed. There's 40 corrections officers in the building. They're supposed to be 70 to 90. That's dangerous. In fact, the officers kept telling me that one of us is going to die. In all caps, this place is against corrections officers, and nothing is going to change until one of us dies. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I have said this about corrections officers. It's a descent into hell every single day. Not a day goes by when they're not looking over their shoulder, afraid they could get stabbed to death. How? How? Shanks. Check this out. According to corrections officers, the inmates, they're given these little tablet computers, that the inmates are now breaking up the tablet computers and using them to make shanks, homemade knives. That the jail confiscated 30 shanks last month. Wow. They call it dangerous. They call it a tinderbox. One of my boys says, one day a few weeks ago, they were 30 officers short. One day. Barely enough to even accept prisoners. From one of my sources, yes, it will end bad. And this is how they describe the life of a corrections officer. It's like doing a jail sentence. And by the way, this is even more dangerous. The rookies take all the overtime, the 16-hour days. Why? They like the money. But here's the problem. They don't have the training. They don't have the experience. The veterans are burnt out, fried, sick of it, disgusted. Folks, I know you don't care about the jail. I know you don't care about inmates. I know you say to hell with them until it's your son or your daughter. And these corrections officers have husbands and wives, and they descend into hell every single day. I wanted to show how dramatically different and how dangerous this jail is. I wanted to bring cameras into the jail to show it. The warden said, no, we cannot guarantee your safety. Do you care? Probably not. Should you? Yeah. People say, why would you be a corrections officer? It's a job in law enforcement, and they do like the money. But folks, do the math on 16-hour days, and you tell me how long you would last. Do the math on one corrections officer instead of two. Do the math on Shanks knives, homemade, made from busted up computers. And remember where I started this conversation. A man in a cell was murdered, and eight of them, were allowed in that cell for 7 minutes. Seven. I talked to veteran corrections officers who say it was the most disgusting, bloodletting, violent incident they'd ever seen in their entire lives. The entire cell was full of blood, and a man was dead. 7 minutes they were in there alone with him. No one heard it? Come on, man. He's gone. A guy called and hung up. It is by far a tinderbox. And I know guys that are there every day and hate it and say at some point one of them is going to get killed. And then maybe you'll care when it's too late. I've been at this for 25 years. I know a lot of CEOs. They hate the job, but they like the money. They're worried about their safety. They are. They're deeply concerned about the fact that they're so short that on pods where there's supposed to be two COs, there's one. And sometimes you got one CO and 90 inmates. That's flat out friggin' scary. And think of this environment, man. So they give them computers. Now, they don't all do this, but think of the mindset, brothers and sisters. They're busting up the computers and making knives out of the plastic. Hello. Folks, they had 8 inmates alone in a cell with one guy and beat him to death for 8 minutes. No one knew. Hello. Come on, man. No one heard this? The 15-hour, has anyone out there worked a 16-hour day? I have. You start to stutter. You see double. And you're in this environment where guys are throwing urine on you and fecal matter and other bodily fluids, if you know what I'm saying. I ain't taking that job. One of my boys, his son, graduated from Duquesne, and he wanted to be a corrections officer. I got on the phone and said, no, you can't. For the corrections officers that listen, God bless you. I don't know what you do.
And Marty, if I can interrupt.
Yeah, but go.
That becomes, I've never been in prison, not a corrections officer.
Yeah, yeah.
But just from a distance, that itself can become a lifestyle.
Oh, please.
So if you're dealing with that 16 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Well, hold on. To your point, here's what happens. So I'm a young man. I now make $300,000. I now spend that much. So if I start working 8-hour days, I lose my house and car. That's where you're at. It's insane. And my man, can you imagine what you would feel like with people who want to kill you?
Nope.
And you're working 16 hours?
No.
No.
Just the fact that you're working 16 hours alone puts you on edge.
I have friends that are in there right now. And I sent this, by the way, to several judges who were involved with the jail. I sent this to several law enforcement people who were involved with the jail. And they suggest this is endemic, that it can't be fixed, that it's dangerous as hell, and that it's a culture that is violent and deadly. What happens is the county releases this list of the highest paid employees every year, and they're all jail guards, corrections officers. No kidding. They're working 16-hour days, getting their asses kicked. One of my boys, one of my closest friends, is there every day. He said it's bad over there. I know you don't care until your son's in there. I know you don't care until your son says, hey, maybe I'll be a corrections officer. I know you don't care until you're in there for a DUI or a minor shoplifting case. I know you don't care because you don't have to work 16 hours a day. But I've talked to several corrections officers who reached out to me anonymously in the last week because they think one of them's going to die. And that is insane. One of my boys said his sis works 2 16-hour shifts a week as a nurse for the county. I could not do that. I couldn't do it, brother. You lose focus. You get weird. You make bad decisions. And in the jail, ma'am, you tell me about an environment where eight inmates are allowed in a cell to beat a man to death for almost 7 to 8 minutes with blood, all of his blood in there. And no one heard it? If that doesn't scare you, folks, ain't nothing gonna scare you. For the COs, I hope someone's listening. I hope someone cares. Because I don't want to report. A sergeant was punched in the face. Punched in the face last week. Yeah. It's bad, man. And it's dangerous as hell. Colin Dunlap is next.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.